Well, good morning and welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. My name is Jordan and I'm here with you. We are going through this idea of what is wrong with religion. It's inspired by this book by Skye Jutani. And we are going through the second week. Last week we talked about how everyone is religious. We're all working out of a basic place of fear, and religion helps us make sense of the world and control the world in our minds. And it may not be religion, it could be science, atheism, whatever, but it helps us make sense of the world. And so this week what we're going to talk about is how religion ruins the world. We talked just slightly about it last week with the cycle of danger, fear, and control, how that cycle is never broken, but Jesus broke it, and we continue to need to try and break that as Christians. But how religion ruins the world. Religion does strange rituals. Every religion has rituals and things that seem like cosmic bribery, that sacrifices were how people controlled divine forces and participated in keeping the universe functioning. In Christianity, the Old Testament, it was the Jewish law. It was the sacrifices made to God to know that God was in their favor, that they were in God's favor. Religion evolved then, and instead of making sacrifices of animals or whatnot as a means to control, we switched to morality to win divine favor or escaping divine wrath. So we think of it in this way. If we live the right way, if we live by God's rules, if we live by the teachings, so then our jobs, our crops will be better, our family will be blessed, we'll avoid war and famine and things like that. So we're just trying to get God's favor. And so morality was another way to do it. Sacrifice was done, but morality replaced it. And so religious people, when we work within that morality framework, we try to win God's favor through moral behavior. A person may seem devoted to God, but in reality, they're trying to control God like a puppet, in order to manipulate the world in their favor, that they are trying to control things through God. So now God is a means to an end rather than a relationship. And we do this all the time. We tell stories in religion. It's called confirmation bias that proves how God has blessed us. We tell stories of how morality has won God's favor in the past, but we tend to leave out the negative parts, or the parts that don't make sense, or the parts that we can't describe or control. So we highlight positive stories. Religions construct the perception that they have the power to control the universe. And fearful people looking for solutions line up to buy what religious leaders are selling. That's what we are doing. That's what religion does at its worst. We look for simple solutions to complex problems. And so in Jesus' day, it seemed like the scribes and Pharisees understood religion this way. And we often describe and think of religion the same way now, today in Western Christianity, that obedience equals blessing and disobedience equals cursing. And Jesus challenged this because there's a story with the blind man. And he was thought to be cursed by the Pharisees because when you had a disability back then, that means someone in your family did something and now that was disobedient to God and now they are cursed. But then Jesus went and healed the blind man and gave him his sight back. And back then the Pharisees and the religious people thought that wealth was also a sign of blessing by God. But then Jesus started teaching and saying that wealth can be a barrier to God. So Jesus is changing things up. Jesus is about love and mercy, and religion is about rituals, behaviors, morality, and sacrifice. Religion ruins the world by making us believe we can control God. This, in turn, makes us want to control one another. It turns fearful people into tyrants and religious communities into police states. So should we get rid of religion? We'll talk more about that next week. But this week, I want you to think about this question. I want you to think about, how have you tried to control God? And how did you discover that religious systems of control don't work? Ponder on these questions this week as you continue to grow deeper in your faith and your relationship with God. Have a great week.